Officials in South Dakota are trying to figure out today why the Keystone Pipeline sprung a massive leak early yesterday morning. About 210,000 gallons of oil spilled in rural South Dakota. TransCanada, the company that operates the pipeline, sent over 75 workers to clean up the site. It is not far from the area where TransCanada is trying to build a sister pipeline, Keystone XL, that has become one of the most controversial energy projects in the country. Joining us now is NPR's Jeff Brady, who's been following the story. Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
And what are we learning about the extent of the spill today and the damage it's done?
Well, the company was able to shut down the pipeline pretty shortly after there was a big drop in pressure that indicated there was a leak. It took just about 15 minutes to do that. And this is in a very rural area. It's about 200 miles north of Sioux Falls. It's mostly ranch and farmland. There have been no reports of injuries to people or animals. The big concern right now is groundwater. And the state says if some of the local groundwater has been polluted because of this spill, TransCanada will have to pay to clean it up. And on the cause of this spill, no word on that yet. There are no indications of sabotage. I don't see any indications the police are investigating that as a cause.
And 210,000 gallons, is that considered a big spill?
It is significant, but it's very small compared to some of the biggest spills. Take, for example, BP's 2010 oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. The federal government estimate for that is 134 million gallons. So 210,000 gallons is about 0.1% of that. But still, a small spill can have significant effects depending on, you know, where it spills, especially if it starts getting into rivers and groundwater. No indications of rivers here, but again, that groundwater could be a problem.
So what is TransCanada doing about this?
They say they have 75 people working around the clock to clean up the spill. They say the spill is controlled. There's no threat to public safety. They have lots of equipment on site, earth movers and these trucks that can vacuum up oil that has pooled in certain areas. And then they have lights so they can work day and night. They say they're trying to send this message that they're really prepared for this sort of thing, that they got the section of pipe isolated quickly and shut it down, and that they know how to take care of stuff like this. And now they say they're committed to cleaning up the spill.
Now, this is the Keystone pipeline, not to be confused with the proposed Keystone XL pipeline, which has been very controversial. And when people hear about this news of a spill, I think a lot of people are going to connect it to the Keystone XL. Remind us about some of the politics of that project.
Right. The Keystone XL, it was supposed to be built by now, but it's had a lot of opposition, mostly from environmental groups, primarily because of the kind of oil that it would transport. If you oppose it, you call it tar sands oil. If you support it, you call it oil sands crude. But in any case, it's this stuff, this gunk that comes out of the ground from Alberta, and takes a lot of energy to turn that into usable crude oil, and that energy releases more pollution into the environment. And so environmentalists just want this oil left in the ground because of all that extra pollution. So they've tried to stop the pipeline because without the pipeline, the oil has trouble getting to market and it may be left in the ground then. President Obama rejected a permit for the pipeline. President Trump has reversed that and approved a permit. Now TransCanada is shepherding it through the rest of the regulatory process. But even outside of that, there's a question of whether or not it still makes financial sense for this company because oil prices are lower than they were a few years back. And some people suspect that it doesn't make financial sense anymore. TransCanada says it thinks it does, but they'll make a final decision on whether or not they're going to invest the money to build this pipeline probably around the end of this month or beginning of next month.
And the Public Service Commission in Nebraska is considering on Monday whether to permit the Keystone XL through that state. Will this spill change anything?
It's a really sensitive time for TransCanada because Nebraska is where things got hung up in the past, even before President Obama rejected the presidential permit. And it certainly highlights the case that many Keystone XL opponents have made, that pipelines always spill and they're harmful to the environment. I don't think it's going to change the minds of state regulators. They've been considering a lot of other information before deciding this case. So this is one blip in the news, but we're going to find out Monday what their decision is.
That's NPR's Jeff Brady. Jeff, thank you.
Thank you.